Exclusive, Dr. Mehmet Oz, Trump admin ending taxpayer-funded vagina removal, penis building for children. By Bradley J. on December 22, 2025. The Trump administration is ending the use of taxpayer funds on grotesque surgeries on minors, and the extent of the abuse would curl the toes of most Americans. Administrator of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, Dr. Mehmet Oz revealed on the Alex Marlow Show. Oz explained to host Alex Marlow how the Trump administration is working to correct the distorted science justifying horrific sex-rejecting surgeries on minors, and how the administration's actions to pull funding from those surgeries could kill the industry entirely. The administration published documentation by 8 respected scientists to make clear what we all believe to be the current state of science, and especially highlight the fact that there is no data to support what's been going on, and to call out professional groups for not taking a position supporting real science on sex-rejecting surgeries, Oz said. Based on that information, we started taking some pretty bold steps, he explained. CMS, which Oz oversees, covers the healthcare of most of the nation's children, 53% though Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program, CHIP, Oz said, referring to the leverage the administration has on the matter. So we, as the main payer, are saying, no longer will hospitals and doctors be allowed to charge the federal taxpayer to do these deforming operations on children. Not going to be allowed. And for that reason, we believe that will suck the wind out of the sails of these efforts. Because I believe, and with some evidence, that there's a lot of financial motivation behind some of these moves. The staggering cost of the surgeries explains why doctors and insurers might be interested in propping up false science that justifies the surgeries and the supposed underlying conditions that necessitate them. As an example, a removal of a vagina, $60,000, Oz revealed. Building a phallus, a penis for a child, is a $150,000 maneuver. And the testicles and the scrotum are extra. So these are big dollars that are moving. And we don't believe that this industry will prosper if we no longer use federal tax dollars to pay for it. While Oz believes that ending federal money from paying for operations on children will suck more than half the money out of the system, his second step, through modified conditions of participation, is designed to dry up the rest of the funds paying for the surgeries. We also believe we're going to shine a light on this process that allows private insurance companies, commercial coverage, to also stop paying for these procedures. Because under prior administrations, they were being shamed into covering operations that many people did not think were appropriate, but they couldn't raise their hand, or they get shot, he explained. Oz elaborated how the administration's steps will kneecap the lucrative sex rejection surgery industry. In order to be a hospital credentialed by Medicare and Medicaid in this country, you have to fulfill certain basic standards of quality. And if you don't meet those standards, you don't get to be a certified hospital, he explained. So you don't get paid money by the federal government at any level. So the conditions of participation are going to dictate that you no longer do these procedures. So that will actually impact all the hospitals who are doing these pediatric operations, not just the ones that we're paying for. The Alex Marlow Show, hosted by Breitbart Editor-in-Chief Alex Marlow, is a weekday podcast produced by Breitbart News and Salem Podcast Network. You can subscribe to the podcast on YouTube, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Bradley J. is Deputy Political Editor for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter and Instagram at Bradley J.